And you probably haven't heard much about this next story on NPR this week, although you've most likely heard it somewhere. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt are getting divorced. The superstar celebrities have been married for just 2 years, though they've been together for more than a decade and have 6 kids. The specifics of their situation aside, divorce is something that half of Americans who get married have or will experience. And joining us to talk about that is Susan Brown, who's a professor of sociology at Bowling Green State University and co-director of the National Center for Family and Marriage Research. Susan, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
And we often hear that statistic that 50% of marriages end in divorce. How accurate is that?
I think that that statistic remains pretty accurate, but one thing is that it obscures important variation in divorce by age. So we're seeing two different patterns for younger and older people these days in terms of divorce. For younger people, their risk of divorce has actually dropped over the past 20 years, whereas for older adults, we've seen a doubling of the divorce rate, and we call this the Gray Divorce Revolution.
And how do you explain that?
Well, there are a number of different factors that have led to the rise in gray divorce. Certainly one of them is that many of the people who are experiencing divorce in their 50s and 60s are the baby boomers who experienced the first divorce revolution back in the 1970s and the early 1980s. And many of them went on to form remarriages. And we know that remarriages are more likely to end in divorce than first marriages are. Another factor is that older women and younger women these days are more likely to be working, and so they have the financial independence to call it quits if they're not happy with their relationship anymore. So I wouldn't say that older adults who are married these days are any less happy than their preceding generations were, but rather women in particular have the financial security and autonomy to seek a divorce if they're dissatisfied.
I also wonder if younger people are getting married at a later age and therefore maybe they don't get into something that they decide later that they don't want to be in anymore.
That's correct. We're seeing that marriage today is a lot more selective than it was in the past. So as fewer people are marrying, it is increasingly those who are the most advantaged in terms of education, financial security, wealth, who are choosing to tie the knot. And that helps in terms of marital stability. Those couples are less likely to get divorced, but that's in part because they were already in a very strong position before they even got married. That was a prerequisite for marriage today that wasn't there 20 years ago.
And how do income and education fit into the divorce rate?
Well, people who have higher levels of education or have more financial resources tend to be less likely to get divorced. And economic instability is very destabilizing for relationships. I don't think that's too surprising. What's interesting, though, is particularly for young people, the bar to getting married is so high that many can never surmount it. So those who are in more precarious financial situations may want to get married, but they don't feel like they can really afford to. And so what we're seeing is that it's those who are the most advantaged in the first place who are tying the knot as young adults.
Well, when we look at the reasons in some research from the Journal of Family Issues, we see infidelity tops the list for a reason people get divorced. Incompatible is number two. Drinking or drug abuse, grew apart, personality problems. And then way down the list, you've got financial problems, physical and mental illness, interference from family. That's in there just about 2.5%. But lots of reasons people get divorced.
That's right. Yes.
Given that divorce is so common in this country, why do you think, and I'm saying this as a child of divorced parents, why do you think that when people go through it, they're just there's no sort of guidebook of how to get through that moment, whether you're one of the kids, whether you're one of the parents? It's just something that a lot of people don't talk about until it's happening.
Well, I think it goes to that notion of how what a stressful life event it is and that nobody can be adequately prepared for it. I mean, we're definitely the marrying kind in the United States. We're eternal optimists. Nearly everybody wants to get married. The vast majority of people do marry, and most people who get divorced go back and try again with a remarriage. So we definitely have a strong affinity towards marriage and are hoping that we're not going to be in that one in two statistic of marriages ending in divorce. But then when it happens, that's a very different reality. And understanding how to adjust and navigate to that can be a real challenge for people.
And as someone who studies this, do you have any advice for anyone if there's somebody listening who's about to go through a divorce?
Well, that's a tough question. As a sociologist, I don't have much expertise in marital and family therapy. I mean, I would suggest to people, I guess, simply that it is stressful. And so seeking help is something that people should consider if they feel like they need it, because it could be very difficult to navigate it by oneself. And social support, whether it's from friends, family, or professional help, could be vital to their adjustment.
That's Susan Brown, who is a professor of sociology at Bowling Green State University and is the co-director of the National Center for Family and Marriage Research. Susan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.